Hey, welcome. Hey, welcome to Ham Radio, the nobody who's listening to this. So I'm sitting in a weird little park in Japan. It's 2019, it's the summer. It's not the best place to record because there's it's not a lot of traffic in Japan, but I'm by one of the more major streets. I like this though, just a little place that's, it's nothing, just a little parkette, just some little benches, there's a bunch of birds, there's an old guy sitting across from me with his bike. I presume he's probably, there it is, cigarette. Still a lot of smoking in Japan. But yeah, I've never been a tourist-minded person. I guess I first really noticed that, like when I moved to New York way back. And I just didn't, none of the landmarks really meant anything. They just didn't do much for me. The only time I kind of felt like the landmarks were worth seeing was Washington, D.C., because it's just like the National Mall, it's called, for some reason. I don't know what mall means. It's not a mall, not a shopping mall. It's, where all the famous Lincoln Memorial and all that type of stuff is, the Vietnam Wall, all that stuff. And it's cool. It's worth going to see for sure. Besides that, though, whenever I'm in some city, I look up the, top 10 things to see, and then I see some of them, and I'm like, who gives a shit, man? Big deal. What I like is just the little weird in-between spots, the little weird moments, just the little shit like this, little park in the middle of nowhere. I mean, this is actual Japan, This is what it really is, not all that shit. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't understand travel, but I guess I do travel different, People show up, it's like, oh, we only got a little bit of time, let's hustle, let's see some shit, and then let's get out of here, where I'm here for, ages. Like, the 90-day visa, I'm like, give me all 90, let's do it, and I'm not gonna do shit, I'm just gonna hang out, and here we are. Anyway, that's enough rambling. So basically, this was, my second podcast. I started the podcast Logaria with my friend Aaron, and we only did, 9 or 10 episodes. And then the final episode of that was a music show, and that music show became this show. And, way back, the late 2000s. And I've just been putting out intermittent episodes ever since, but this was always kind of an obscure podcast. I never put it on iTunes or anything. You couldn't really even subscribe to it easily. It's just, if you were keeping up with me, it was here. I guess really just more of a little thing for myself more than anything. I mean, some people kept up with it, but, very few. And then, I had stuff on my website of, all the episode names and all the songs that were on each episode. And last year, my website broke. It was, WordPress, and the WordPress install was all corrupted and fucked up. So we got rid of it. I just went back to old-school website making by hand. And it was so much work even just to do the WordPress and the RSS and just the lists of songs for this podcast and stuff. There's so many episodes and so many songs that now that I have to go back and do it by hand, if I wanted to make another website for this podcast, I don't know that I will ever get around to it. I just might never bother. Because this was always just such a weird little podcast where I just wouldn't do one for ages and just did completely random, just whatever dumb shit was on my mind and some songs. So at this point, the podcast is still there, but it's literally just a folder. If you go to keithcourage.com and click on I Have a Ham Radio, it's just a folder full of MP3s, and that's it. It's just, they're all there if you wanted to listen to them for some reason, but all of the metadata is not there. Now here's another old duffer. What is it? It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Got his newspaper. We're all wearing ball caps because it's a sunny day. Yeah, like I was saying, man, this is Japan. This is real life. It's boring, but it's just, this is what it is. Oh, and the birds are going away from the guy smoking over to the other guy. They're like, huh, you got some bread for me? You got some stuff? But he ain't got shit. So yeah, this is this most super hyper obscure podcast of all time now, that it's just sitting in a folder on keithcourage.com, and it's just raw files, and I don't know who would ever listen to it or will ever listen to it again. This might be it. Trapped in Amber, the end. So So I thought I'd just do a little final episode just to cap it off. That again, like literally, maybe no one will ever listen to this except maybe I will again sometime in the future. Who knows? But I don't even know what songs to play. I don't know what's on. Actually, you know, let me just check. Let me just check what's on my phone. Because that's all this is, just a little wrap-up message. Yeah, let me just go through and pick some songs that are cool. I've probably played this before, but The Enemy Is You, this Elliott Smith song, I was just listening to it last night, and I couldn't believe how good it is. It's just, like, the perfect little song. It is so excellent. So let's listen to that. That's kind of a chill song. Oh, yeah, I guess I was going to say, too, so the other thing is I started my How to Write a Novel podcast. So if I've got thoughts on my mind, I can generally figure out some way to connect them to writing. So I just put them on that podcast, and I end each episode with a song. So really, yeah, that kind of, I mean, that superseded ham radio, basically. So it's not like this is really the end. Oh, the smoking guy left. Now I got some old ladies showing up with their little sun hats and little walker thing with the wheels on it, which, man, I'm only 39, but, like, my shin hurts so bad today. I'm just, like, glad that I did this traveling when I'm not super old. Because even today, I'm like, shit, I don't know how much I can walk around today. My fucking leg hurts for no reason. And that type of shit is only going to get worse. Then, yeah, so we started with a chill song. Let's kick it up a notch with Satellite Mind by Metric, which is a pretty old Metric song at this point. I think it's from their third album. Again, I just listened to it. Well, it says on here, I last heard Satellite Mind 7 days ago. My little phone is informing me. But yeah, again, I just remember listening to it thinking, like, holy fucking fuck, what a goddamn good song. So we got a chill song and a medium song. Let's see if we can find a big-ass banger to end off with. Oh yeah, actually, that's a cool one. So I think it was the last episode I did, which was a year ago, was the band Ocean Size, that there's this YouTube guy, K-Mac, who was talking about albums that he likes, and that's how I found that. So he just mostly does little comedy videos on YouTube, but he's also a musician, and he put up this song called Crisis, and I was shocked at how good it is. It starts like this really slow, somber song, which actually that might be my favorite part, but then it, yeah, finishes in a big calamitous fucking thing. I last played this song 21 days ago, but yeah, real good song, real good. So Crisis by K-Mac will finish it up. And yeah, I guess in the unlikely event that, you know, you're some outside person who actually did find this file buried away in this directory and you're listening to it, the How to Write a Novel podcast is the spiritual successor to Ham Radio. It's where I ramble my thoughts and I play songs that I like, and it's a little more structured, because Ham Radio was just years and years and years, at least a decade of this shit, of just randomness. Random thoughts, random music, where How to Write a Novel is, you know, at least marginally about writing a novel. So it's got a little more of a center to gather around. So anyway, if you exist, if you're a real person, thanks for listening. If you're just me listening back to this in the future, hey buddy, how you doing? Remember that? Remember this little park in Japan? You remember this shit? I hope you do, or else you have serious problems, buddy. Hey, whatever. Death comes for us all. Okay. Thanks again. Here's some songs. Adios. Yeah.
go away. When you go walking out in the rose city without a fucking clue, with an attitude, knowing what you need, what you will not do. The enemy is you. You beat up on yourself, 'cause there ain't no one else feels quite as good. To put straight through hell, you know yourself well, know what you're about, just wanna block it out. Well, I know what I'm gonna do with this big die. I'm gonna hide my face away, block it out.
Yeah.
start to try.